Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday, January 22nd, and this is the Golf Club. Online, it's radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for stopping in. The clubhouse is open. We've got so many guests coming in this morning. But I have a quick mental toughness. Just something for you to think about, okay, as you get started on your day. This is what Ida Santoni, she's been on the show before, and she posted on Facebook this morning, and I thought it was just perfect, because I have six guests calling in this morning, and it's going to be a rockin' show. You start each day by doing what's necessary. First, you do that. Then do what is possible. And then you'll have a clear mental focus for doing the impossible. Voila. I'm not sure if I'm there yet, but we'll find out. Our guests this morning include Ron Syrak, executive editor, Golf World, senior writer for Golf Digest. He'll be calling in from Abu Dhabi. In fact, he's on right now. HSBC Championship. Brad Garrett. He's a celebrity player at the Bob Hope Classic. And he's founder of TG Healthcare, a traveling nursing company. But he plays in the Bob Hope every year. And this year, he's having an incredibly fun time. Roger Frederick. Secrets to Golf Flexibility and Proper Golf Swing will be on with us. Haven't talked to Roger. You know, he was at Kaanapali in that little place, and then he became this really world-famous person taking care of world-famous people. We'll talk with him, too, find out what we can do for your proper golf swing. Sean Paterson, caddy at Hualalai, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, where Tom Watson is the defending champion. Sean Craig, the head designer, and Tigreware with their NFL deal, and their spring line is out. And Kevin Allen will wrap up the show, Views from the Rough. I was on his show last week. He'll be on my show this week. Thank you to Ko'olina Golf Course, host of the Aloha Section PGA 2011 Golf Industry Conference. At conference, the golf clinic, the Pro-Am, is open to everyone, so save that date in March, and I'll give it to you later in the show. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property, whether you need protection or you want to join the star team. Star Protection is what you need. Poipu Golf Course. Call 742-8711. They have some special values and some special packages. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem, is open after an eight-month greens replacement. They were closed for 8 months. Fabulous course. You've got to go. Now, let's get right to it because there's so much happening. This week has been an amazing week in golf. Ron Syrak, executive director of Golf World, senior writer for Golf Digest, author of the books Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, that's the first one. The Game Before the Game, that's the second one. And Mr. Syrak's third Vision 54 book with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen will be out in April. The name of the book is Play Your Best Golf Now. You can pre-order it at Amazon.com. Welcome to the Golf Club.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, Danielle?
Excellent. And you, is it hot and overwhelming there in the desert?
Actually, it's been cool and overcast the entire week. Not exactly what I was expecting in the desert. We had a couple of delays starting play. They didn't finish the second round on time because of drizzle here. But they assure me we're gonna see sun tomorrow.
Oh, really? It sounds like the Sony, only not quite as intense. Just what amazed me is that in 1 month, I'm reading, you know, I'm sort of waking up, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday morning, I guess it was, and I'm watching something on Golf Channel, that's a morning show that they have. It's on at 3 o'clock in the morning in Hawaii. Most of us don't get to see it. And they're talking about a disqualification, and it's Patrick Harrington, and something about the ball when he was moving the ball marker, that it moved three dimples forward and two dimples. Could you please explain what happened?
Yeah, he marked his ball on the seventh green in the first round, a round in which he shot 65, by the way. Uh-huh. And as he was replacing his ball, he put the ball down, and as he went to pick up the mark, his knuckle hit the ball, and the ball rolled forward. In the way he saw it, the ball rolled forward and then rolled back into the place where it was, and which is, you know, if a ball oscillates and goes back to its original position, it's no penalty. So he thought it was fine. He putted it, and somebody called in on TV afterwards and said, the ball moved. They looked at the replay, and it really ended up, as he said, and this guy is just honest to a fault, he said it moved 3 dimples forward and 1 dimple back. So essentially by a couple of dimples, he was disqualified. And no one could have handled it with as much class as he did. But, it, you know, it raises a lot of questions. One is the propriety, you know, does it make sense to have people calling in off TV for rules violations, one? And two, in a case like this where there clearly was no intent to break the rule and where, in fact, he thought that the ball hadn't moved, is a disqualification too severe of a penalty, and maybe he should just have been assessed 2 strokes and still be in the tournament.
Okay, so this is different from Camilo Villegas when that was an obvious violation of the rules at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions when he was he moved a
little. This was nowhere near look. I mean, if you've got to go to super slow motion with the picture, then to determine whether or not the ball had moved, then the ball had moved so little it had absolutely no consequence on score or outcome or anything. And the disqualification, of course, was not because his ball moved, but because he signed an incorrect scorecard because it didn't reflect the 2-stroke penalty. But it seems to me that the tour's got to re-looking at that rule and decide that there are some times when it makes more sense just to assess a penalty rather than disqualify the player the next day.
I follow you on Twitter, so I've been looking at what you've said about this and many other things. You said in one tweet, 2 points, stop TV viewers calling in rules violations, and in a situation like Harrington's, make penalty 2 strokes, not DQ. So you are against...
What's that?
I take it you're against the television viewer calling in penalties.
You know, I am. I'm against the TV viewer calling in for this reason. I think it holds a certain segment of the field to an unfair standard or to a different standard than everybody else is being held, because not everybody's on TV. You know, it's only going to be the top players who are on TV. They're going to be held to a different standard than the rest of the field. So to me, that makes no sense. Now, here's what I would be willing to do. How about the tours have somebody, a rules official, sit in the trailer and watch the tournament on TV.
Uh-huh.
And if they see something, they call. But once the round's over and once that rules official says, we're done, then no calls can, you know, you can't, then at that point, somebody can't come in and try to overrule the rules. But that seems to me to be the sensical way to do it. Have somebody watch the TV broadcast of the tournament. And if they see something, call it.
Golf rules have been in place forever, and they seem to take forever to make changes to. Something needs to be done about this. This is the second time it's happened in a month, in big events to very popular players who are, as you said, on camera a lot, and therefore the focus is on them and not on other players as much.
And this is what I think they can do. Just wait for the USGA or the RNA to act. Tours can impose a local rule. You know, lift, clean, and play does not exist in the rules of golf. That's a local rule imposed by the tournament if they think it's too wet to play. They've never played lift, clean, and place in a U.S. Open. They never will. So they could impose a local rule saying exactly this, that in a situation where somebody signed an incorrect scorecard because of something that was completely inadvertent, as happened with Patrick Harrington, and it's discovered after the round is over, it's not a disqualification, it's a 2-stroke penalty. They could make that rule.
Excellent. Well, that solves that. What was great about watching Patrick Harrington today doing a rules clinic, and I just saw photos, of course, but the idea that he went out to teach the children and said something to the effect of, okay, kids, you all think this is very easy to do, but obviously it's not.
I mean, first off, the fact that he stayed around to do a clinic after he'd been disqualified is amazing in its own right. But the way he came out, and he had no awareness about what happened at all. In fact, he defends the right of the person to call in and call the penalty on him. But he came out today, and he said, look, my integrity is more important to me than winning a golf tournament. So when I saw that the ball had moved two dimples, I said, okay, it moved. According to the rules of golf, I'm disqualified. I can live with that. You know, he also joked about the fact that he has a fairly fast ball marking routine, and the joke that he made on himself, he says, anybody who watches me play knows that I don't have any time to waste. This is a slow player. Every other part of his game, he's very deliberate. He's very meticulous. So he said, I'm wasting all my other time hitting the other shots. So when it comes time to mark the ball, I do it pretty quickly.
That's good. I love that. Okay. On Westwood, Lee Westwood, I don't know how much time you have, so I don't want to waste it. It's interesting to see what's happening with the tours globally. I was talking with someone this morning about the expansion possibly of the women's tours to become a global women's event, you know, for all of them to come together and work together. The tours don't seem to be working in concert, and I've had this conversation before, and I want your take on it. The schedules that they make it almost impossible for Ernie Els, for instance. He's got something coming up that he wants to be in South Africa, but the President's Cup is going to be in Australia, and then they put them at the same time. It just doesn't seem, and Lee Westwood decides that he's not going to come to the United States and play in the Tour Championship, not the PGA Championship that's put on, and this is for the listeners, of course, you know this, by the PGA of America, but the PGA Tour Championship. He says he can't because he doesn't have enough exemptions so he can play enough events because he wants to play the event before the Tour Championship. It seems like these gentlemen have a lot of things pulling on them. And we make it difficult, and I mean that by the tours, make it difficult for them to be in all of these great events.
Well,
what do you see?
I'm full of easy solutions today.
Okay.
And on this one, they need to do two things. One, I think all the stakeholders in golf, the PGA Tour, European Tour, PGA of America, USGA, got to coordinate their schedules and try to keep important events away from each other. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I think all the tours need to drop the minimum tournament requirements that you need to play to keep membership and just let players play where they want to play. That would be the best thing for the game of golf, the best thing for the fans, because the best players would be together more often. Look, this week here in Abu Dhabi, they have all four major championship winners, and now it was made easier by the fact that three of them are basically European Tour players, Martin Kamer, Graham McDowell, and Louis Wiesthaven. And then they got Mickelson to come over to round it out. But they have an incredibly good field here this week. And we need to have that happen more often and not just in the United States. We need to have it happen all around the world because that'll grow the game. And it'll sell the game in a way like it's never been sold because there's so much talent out there right now that is from so many different parts of the world. And it just becomes a question now where the tours have to quit working against each other and start working with each other.
And I thought that was happening with the Olympics. I thought when they all got together and started going to get golf into the Olympics, that they were finally starting to work together as one because their mission, quote-unquote, was to globalize golf and make it popular around the world for the equipment manufacturers to make a buck and for the game to become popular and for more rounds to be played, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The industry needed this. But it seems like these egos are fighting one another over petty things. Like, well, our event is going to be more important than yours, so we're going to challenge you.
Yeah, or, you know, tour is going to be better than yours, and
right,
and that they got to, they definitely have to get past that. And look, there is no reason why there can't. I mean, not every tournament has to have Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson or Lee Westwood in it to be a good, entertaining event. We go to a lot of tournaments that don't have maybe anybody from the top 10 in the field, and they're still, it's still good golf tournament. So the game can exist competitively on a lot of different levels, but the point that we should be getting towards is we want the best players in the world to get together more than at just the major championships and just the World Golf Championship events, and get together 12, 15, 16, 18 times a year. And the only way they're going to do that is to make it happen, and by coordinating schedules. Don't put the Volvo Masters on the European Tour up against the Memorial on the PGA Tour, or don't even put them on consecutive weeks so that mm-hmm. the player can get out and play a preparation event for it. It seems to me to make so much sense. And as you said, they just need to check some egos at the door.
Okay. Now on. This I found a tweet from you. Keimer gets 12 PGA Tour exemptions because he was never a member of the PGA Tour. Westwood, McIlroy cut to 10 because they were members, then quit. Go figure. I mean, that seems to sum it up.
Another stupid rule. Because Westwood and McIlroy had PGA Tour membership and gave it up to go back to Europe, they're penalized two sponsor exemptions. So what the tour has done has penalized them because they did something they wanted them to do, which is join their tour. So the message that you're sending to the players is, don't join our tour, because if you do, and then decide a year or two later you want to go back home, uh-huh. we're going to penalize you by taking two exemptions away. That makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And what also makes no sense, I've been just trying to follow everything, and the parties that are the Emirates Palace, a Kempinski Hotel, and their reputation around the world is extraordinary. But just going online and looking at where the Pro-Am party was held, no wonder those guys want to go to Abu Dhabi. That's beautiful.
You needed a GPS to find your, way to the lobby of that hotel. There were actually players who were complaining because their rooms were a 15-minute walk from the lobby. You know? The place was... I mean, that hotel was literally bigger than the town I grew up in.
That's amazing. Well, it's spectacular, absolutely spectacular, and good fun following you on Twitter and the whole event. I thought this was on the LPGA, one possible positive impact from the reduced LPGA schedule, perhaps players will think twice before deciding to skip college or leave early. I just wanted to ask you about, are you very much against what so many young women want to do, to join the LPGA before they have finished college?
I think there needs to be more to the consideration than just how good of a player are you, because I do think that there is such a thing. Look, it's a tough life to be a professional golfer. I know that we tend to look at it and say, oh, they make a lot of money, but there's the travel and the pressures, and there's a lot of difficulties and challenges to that life that I don't think that a 16 or a 17 or an 18-year-old is necessarily ready to deal with. And then for them, the challenge is made even harder by the fact that they're not old enough to rent a car, they're not old enough to go out and have a drink with the other players after the round, that they don't end up being socialized into it. In a lot of cases, that means their parents travel with them, and that creates a whole different set of problems. It's a lot of issues, and It affects the women's game more than the men's game, because the women players mature quicker, both physically and emotionally, than the men player do. And a lot of them at 17, 18, 19 can play with the best players in the world, whereas 17, 18, 19-year-old boys can't. But that doesn't always mean it's a good thing. As talented as a player as Michelle Wee is, and she's an extremely talented player, her game might have been served better if she had spent more time playing amateur golf to learn how to handle competitive situations. I worry about Alexis Thompson coming along now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I worry about
And I do think And, you know, women's college golf has been really, women's college golf is sort of in the same position that men's college basketball's in, which is the best players are playing 1 year and leaving college or not going at all and going right to the pros. And that's had a huge impact on women's college golf. And the fact that right now there are so few LPGA tournaments and certainly so few domestic LPGA tournaments, like I think only 10 or 11 domestic ones, it might make some of these young, talented players think twice and decide, you know, maybe it wouldn't hurt to go to college for a few years.
Yeah, okay. So we have to, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I've got to ask you, I think I know the answer, but I just want to make sure. Are you going to be able to watch the playoffs, and who are you rooting for?
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and so that should be who I'm rooting for. And that game comes on at 3:30 Monday morning, my time.
All right. You going to see it?
I'm doubting it's going to be on TV here. I haven't quite been able to figure that out, but the wonders of the Internet, I'm going to find it somewhere.
Well, go Steelers. Thank you so much for being on the show with me, Mr. Ron Syrak. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Just for the record, I want the Steelers and the Packers to be in the Super Bowl, and if the Bears, that's okay too. Steelers, I'm behind. Martin Keimer, I want you to win, and he's got a 5-stroke lead right now over Rory McIlroy, but who knows what'll happen. And then on the Big Island, Tom Watson, one of my favorite players of all time, and he's got this great DVD out that you need to buy, Lessons of a Lifetime. Excellent. But I also want Bernard Langer. He's been on the show, and he was so kind to me. Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. I can't imagine how you are, because you have been playing golf at the Bob Hope Classic for, it's going to be 5 days. You've been partying like, I don't know. You've been up, it's like it's golf and then going to the restaurant for eats, and then you go drinks and you're going dancing. And how do you like prep for this for like a month in advance?
You know, I wish I learned how to do some prep work for this. The only thing that I can prep for is the golf game. The rest of the activities that go on during the Bob Hope week, I think the only person that's prepared to do something like that or has training in something like that is Alice Cooper, who it looks like he's been doing this forever. But he doesn't partake in any of those things anymore. But
oh, really?
He might have in his day. But
yes, well, he's still having his day. Don't you?
Yeah.
He just may not do it out in public anymore.
That's true. He got up on the stage last night and did some songs, and Tommy Sayer from got up there, and the best of the night was, I will say two things. Tim Petrovich got up with the band and former tour winner and sang two songs. I think our friend Stephanie Wee got some video of it, so she'll probably post that later.
Oh, cool.
Rocked it out last night. So that was pretty fun. But overall, this week has been an amazing week. I've had an opportunity to play with this young man, Jamie Lovemark.
Hey, stop. Okay, at the Sony, we were talking about Jamie Lovemark, and you need to tell him what we said, okay? We were talking about Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, and Jamie Lovemark, and we were talking at the Sony about how Jamie is stronger and will have has a chance to actually outlast both of those two guys and beat them in the long run. So, yeah. What do you think?
You're right on point. I think you're right on point there. He's got all the talents. I mean, he's like 6'4", like 150 pounds. I think he can dunk a basketball. He's so flexible. He's got a smile. He's got the walk. He's got the talk. I mean, if the tour is coming to your town and you're a female, I would suggest you get in his gallery sooner than later.
All right, now, but what was this about that one tweet? And we've got a Twitter contest going on this morning, okay? The first person who tweets me and tells me who my guest is going to get a Divx, and it's going to have a Golf Club Hawaii logo on it. You, in one of your tweets, you said you could take him in hoops and checkers.
Oh yeah, no. We were talking about all the different activities he likes to do, and he plays tennis, he plays checkers, he just does it all. I mean, I wouldn't doubt. I think he wins in the next 4 weeks. So it'll be interesting. And then, you know, and then to see the other spectrum, to play with a guy like Paul Stankowski, who is in his you know, my age, 40s-ish range. They just have different games, and it's amazing to see how the two of them go about it. Jamie's all power. I mean, Jamie hit a 268 cut three wood over the water and landed it softly on the green. Stankowski right now just doesn't have that shot in his bag anymore. They're just two different types of players. Yesterday was awesome. We got to play with Scott McCarron, who has zero status on the tour this year. And he shot 37 on the front, so he was not very pleased when he stepped on the 10 tee. And then he decided to shoot a 29 on the back.
Just
29 on the back nine yesterday. So.
Okay, tell me something. Did he give you any idea what he did to change from the 37 to the 29?
I think I gave him my swing tip. Between the 10T, the 19 and the 10T box, I told him to loosen up, you know, maybe breathe in a little bit more on the backswing. And, you know, I think he took that to heart. And, you know, he said, listen, I'm going to listen to Brad, and we're going to make seven birdies on the backside.
Well, you are in the healthcare business, so you would know about breathing and all of that, right?
Absolutely.
Paul Stankowski.
We've got Pat Perez today.
Yes. I love Pat. Pat and his wife are wonderful people. Say hi for me, please. Thank you.
I will. Definitely.
I got to ask you about Paul, though. Let's go back to Paul. He gave you what you said was the best advice. You had five natural birdies after he told you to ditch. Now, I hate to say which club you did.
Yeah. He did. You know, but it's funny because I think I should put the R11 back in the bag today because I'm playing with Pat Perez, who has the R11. So, but no. Paul, I was fortunate to be given one of these new R11 drivers on the range Monday, and I was thankful for that. But I don't think it was the right shaft. And instead of, you know, knowing that on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I decided to bring it out to the course and just really couldn't do much with it. And Paul is a Callaway guy, and he was teasing me and saying, the only thing that driver is it's just white. That's all. So... But you know what? TaylorMade's going to make millions and millions of dollars with this thing because everybody wants one.
Right. That's it. That's it. And that's good for TaylorMade.
But mine will be on eBay this afternoon if anybody would like to buy it.
Yes. All right. Tell us who's touched it. And Paul Stankowski, anything, you know, I mean, you got to give it some more flavor.
It's been
played at the Bob Hope Classic.
Exactly. I need someone to write some nice stuff.
You need to pop it up a bit.
Yeah, I've got to run. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and hope to do it again soon.
Oh, tell me, you got to one more second. I know you're going to go warm up. Okay.
Sure.
You had a bet with Bo Van Pelt.
I did. He lost.
What was the bet?
Okay. Well, Bo and I both follow Big 12 sports, and he's obviously an Oklahoma State Cowboy, along with Charles Powell and the whole rest of the golf crew down there. And we bet football against each other. So the Nebraska Cornhuskers beat up on his Oklahoma State Cowboys. So we had to settle up a little bet from that. So Bo is priceless. He really is. He doesn't tweet that much, you know. So that's good. So when he does, it's usually classic stuff. So follow him. He's good stuff, and you know, it's good times out here.
Yeah, and it's great. Great having you on the show. I know we could have done an hour, and someday we will. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Brad Garrett, a great guy. He's the co-founder of a healthcare nursing, travel nursing company. So, and he saves up. I wanted to ask him how much money he pays to do this. You know, he must save his pennies. He's got plenty of money. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but is fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And right now at the Bob Hope Classic, we have a three-way tie. Greg Chalmers, Gary Woodland, and Jonathan Vegas. And nobody's misspelling Jonathan's name. It is J-H-O-N-A-T-T-A-N, Vegas. And Gary Woodland, who? Gary who? Gary Woodland started playing golf 18 months ago. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I'm laughing because it just makes me crazy that someone who can start 18 months ago is now in the lead at an amazing event, the Bob Hope Classic in the desert. It's just something else then. Thank you so much. To Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, they achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy, you have to listen for her tips, but if you've been hurt in an auto accident, or let's say you've just undergone some sort of surgery, you needed your shoulder, your knee fixed, you know, you need to do some physical therapy. Moon Physical Therapy, I've been there. They are good. They achieve results. You want to play around a round of golf today? How about Makalei on the Big Island? There's a 1244 and a 1252. Kalepahui and Club 71, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And I say that for the Southside Men's Club and Craig Sasada's group. Yo, Craig, going out at Poipu. If you'd like to play at Poipu, there's an 1110 and a 1230. Puakea has an 850 and a 1010. Hemingway family, Takahashi family, they're all out at Ko'olina. 944 is open if you'd like to play. And 1130, and I love this, at the Luana Hills Country Club, the Bronx Bombers. We need more club play. I just love it. You heard the gentleman who's on next? Yes. He is someone who has been with me for a long time. So gracious to be on the show when I was just a rookie starting off. He was at Ka'anapali, and the Champions Tour was playing there, I think it was. Roger Frederick, good morning.
Danielle, aloha. Boy, it's been a long time. It's really great to talk to you again.
And it's great to talk to you. I mean, you do, look at you. You're doing motivational speaking. You're training. Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, they're on your website. And your flexibility programs. Can you still do the splits? I mean, can you still...
If I had a dollar for every time I've asked that, I'm no spring chicken anymore, but if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me that, I'd be living over there in a palace over on Kona or something with you guys. So, yeah, I can still do it.
That's amazing. Well, I just happened to be looking at your website, which, by the way, is fredericksgolf.com, and you've just exploded since, you know, tell me something. In Ka'anapali, when you were teaching there, did you see this in your future?
I kind of did, because I was very lucky, because I had the driving range there with my golf school, as you know. In fact, we did a couple shows from there.
Exactly.
I was very lucky because the senior tour came, or the Champions Tour as it is now, came to town. I started working with, a lot of the great players, and then, you know, a lot of the great players, when they got on my programs, not just the golf instruction, but the flexibility component with it, got results, and they encouraged me to come to the mainland and, and help me, and a lot of them did. And along the lines, I met Arnold Palmer, and we've been together now for about 8 years. And I learned one thing: when you have Arnold Palmer endorsing your product, that it's not a bad way to go.
No, he's a wonderful, wonderful person, and people know just his integrity is amazing, and he wouldn't endorse you unless you were absolutely fabulous, which you are. Now, what I thought was very interesting is Gary Player. Everybody says, okay, Gary Player, he's been exercising since, the beginning of time. He was the guy who started the whole, in fact, people thought he was nuts for being as into fitness as he was, and is still. But you found something. When you talked to Gary, you helped him. He wasn't...
I did. Because there's Gary is obviously, he was, I'm not just saying this, in fact, we have the same birthday, so I feel really attached to him. But he's always been my idol, always since I was a little kid. But despite the fact that Gary is in magnificent shape, incredible muscle mass, bone density, even pretty good flexible, he's gotten, even back then, he's gotten himself somewhat out of posture. And if you look at Gary's kind of round shouldered sometimes,
yes.
And he's got kind of tight hips in there. So I worked with him mainly on opening up his hips so he could rotate more. And anybody who follows the game will watch Gary Player kind of step through the shot. He swings, like he won the Masters doing that one time, but actually kind of walked down the fairway or swing, step through into his follow through. And anyway, that's one hand, that's good because it means you're shifting your weight properly. But on the other hand, he lost a lot of rotation. So we got a lot of that back for him. And that's really one of my latest big pushes, I think, in the last couple of years. I'm really paying more attention to putting more energy into proper posture. Trust me, there's a big difference between just being fit and working out and lifting weights and getting strong, so to speak, or even getting flexible. You can still do those things and not get into good posture. And if people get into good posture, their entire function of their bodies will rapidly improve, and they'll start improving in every area. And that's that's what my new book is really a lot about too. And what I'm on the panel now for Golf Magazine, so we're doing there'll be a feature on that, I think, the next couple issues.
Excellent. Now, yeah, well, you talk about everything in your body. When you're in good posture, all of your internal organs are also in good posture. So
Everything
is working better, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people look at posture just thinking like, you know, standing taller and more erect and having your head back and shoulders back and that type of thing, which is true. But people fail to realize that a lot of problems like, sinus problems, allergies, things like that, people that get rounded shoulders are really blocking the movements of the diaphragm because they're trapped, they're being smothered in there. So believe it or not, a lot of diseases, respiratory ailments, and things like that are really symptoms, a lot of the cases, of being in poor posture. And again, there's a design to the body. And this body was designed to be vertical with the joints stacked right on top. And when the body's in that position, everything works better, including not just your range of motion or your strength or your balance or your confidence.
Or your look, exactly. You look better.
You know, when a guy like Arnold Schwarzenegger walks into a room, I mean, you know he's there. He has a presence there because his posture is so great. And one of my favorite expressions is that posture is also a state of mind. And so having good posture is actually breeds confidence. And as happy as I am to see the golf fitness movement really evolving these days, I think a lot of even PTs, I hate to say, are maybe paying more attention or too much attention to getting strong and doing push-ups and lifting weights and all that. That stuff is fine. But you want to get back into proper posture first. That's really what my next big book is about.
What is the book that you've got coming out?
Well, it's already out right now. In fact, I'm going on the PGA show next week, but it's called Roger Federer's Reveals Secrets of Golf Instruction and Flexibility. And I've been working on the book, I think, as you know, for 8 years, and I'm very proud of it. And we have a lot of the great players that endorse it. In fact, Arnold wrote the testimonial of it. It's really an in-depth look at exactly how the body, what its role is in the golf swing, and how swing mechanics, nobody has a perfect swing, but swing mechanics are really a symptom of how your body functions.
Swing mechanics are a symptom of how your body functions.
Yes.
You're saying a whole lot in a really, really short sentence.
I'll give you a real quick example. For example,
okay.
I mean, for 500 years, I mean, one of the taboos of the golf swing was the flying right elbow. They always think you put handkerchiefs and head covers and things like that underneath a right armpit.
Right.
Right-hander. And all of a sudden, Jack Nicklaus comes along and has the big flying right elbow and beats everybody's brains out for the next, 4 to 5 decades.
Right.
So therefore, is a flying right elbow bad? Well, obviously not for him. Freddie Couples has the same thing as to a lot of great players. But a person, generally speaking, who has thick chest and is stocky and thick and, you know, like Nicklaus was, has what we call a frozen rhomboid scapula. In other words, their shoulder blades don't rotate as much, so it's natural for them, for their right elbows to fly, so to speak. A person who has rounded shoulders and is maybe a little bit thinner up on the top, their elbows will tend to point more down and be more underneath their left arm. So how a person is built and how they function in that build is going to determine how they swing a golf club.
And that's why we all have our own swing.
Exactly. And that's why I like to say your body is your swing.
There you go. That's perfect. And so the book is Roger Federer's Secrets of Golf Instruction and Flexibility. You also have a DVD, right, that is on golf fitness. So if somebody wanted to, let's say they'd never heard of Roger Federer, but they like what you're saying and they want to get into yoga, a lot of people are now.
Yeah.
I think you were there a lot sooner than most. You were the beginning of something. How can we get that?
That's on my webpage, too, and I think a lot of people have hopefully by now seen my infomercial on television, which I did with Arnold, Gary Player, and some of the other guys. But the DVD set is available on my webpage there. But again, my main emphasis right now is to educate. That's the word, is education. A lot of people, everybody knows that the golf tour now, the pros are all working out, and so many people realize now the importance and the correlation between fitness and playing good golf. But I think there's still a lot of people there. In fact, I know there are. There's a lot of people that really are intimidated by working out because they have the impression that they have to go out there and work out like an NFL lineman or an NFL football player, professional athlete. And my message is you don't have to work out like the average person does not have to work out like that in order to get acceptable results, to get enough strength and flexibility and, you know, circulation in the body, et cetera. You don't have to do it to that extreme. And I'm trying to get people to not be afraid or intimidated, you know, by what they perceive as being a tough workout. Those are just simple little things you can do every day that will just incredibly, uplift your conditioning and especially play better golf.
FrederickGolf.com. FrederickGolf.com. That is the site. You put it in Google, it'll correct your spelling for you. Don't be afraid. You'll find it, okay? Now, you also do motivational speaking, a golf swing analysis as part of your program. You do golf workshops. Are you going to come to Hawaii anytime soon and do one? Do you travel and do golf workshops, or do your people do them?
I do primarily. They come to me at La Costa Resort over here in San Diego County. But okay. No, I go all over the country doing these types of workshops and stuff. But to answer your question, I was just talking to Greg Nichols, over at Coalina, just recently, and Greg, I know, is putting together another big international teaching summit. And I don't think he's put it all together yet, but he's asked me very, graciously to come over and be one of the speakers there and help with these workshops. So, as you know, anything that will get me back to Hawaii is, it doesn't take very much of persuading. I love it over there. Just by talking to you, I'm getting homesick over there for my...
It's beautiful, but I have to come to the San Diego area because I need to get off the island. That sounds like a wonderful trip just to come and see you. And yeah, there's somebody who wants to say hello who's known you for a long time. He's the next guest. He's at Hualalai. He's been caddying at Hualalai for one of the, Champions Tour players, but in the Pro-Am, someone who plays frequently, Sean Paterson.
Oh, yeah.
Sean.
Hey, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
John, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How you doing, buddy?
It's doing great. It has been a while.
All right, yeah, for sure. I got to get over there. In fact, I'm thinking about coming over there like we were just talking about and playing your great course. So how are the I can't believe the scores these guys are shooting over there.
At Hualalai?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What is it? What are the conditions like there right now, Sean?
You know, the conditions were perfect. 2 days ago, I hadn't seen Kona as clear as it has been in a while. The golf course is in fantastic condition. And as you can see, these guys are eating the course up.
Yeah. So we got Russ Cochran, Ben Crenshaw, Tom Watson, Mark McNulty, Jeff Blumen, Bernard Langer, Tom Lehman, Mark O'Meara, Fuzzy Zoller, John Cook. They're all at the top of the leaderboard. Now, of all these guys, I want to ask you, Roger, who's in the best shape?
Putting you on the spot. You know something? I really can't say because I haven't seen personally. I haven't seen those guys in quite a while. But I'll tell you what. Either Tom Watson isn't doing too bad. I mean, was he 59 years old? And he darn near won the British Open there.
Exactly.
So he's doing something good. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you'd like to get the book, you're going to be at the. We just had a glitch. Sorry about that. You're going to be at the PGA show next week, and you're going to see Greg Nichols. He'll be at the PGA show next week, and so we may see you here in Hawaii, maybe in March. I think that might be the date that they're working on. Roger Frederick's Golf Instruction and Flexibility. The book is out. It's Roger Frederick's Secrets and Golf Instruction and Flexibility. You can get it online at fredericksgolf.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha. Say hi to all my friends over there.
I will.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And you want to save the date for the PGA Aloha Section 2011 Golf Industry Conference. It's on Monday, March 21st. Joe Steranko, the Executive Director of the PGA of America. Larry Gilhooley, one of my favorite speakers from the Northwest Region, Director of the USGA Green Service, will be here. Admiral Thomas Fargo, retired U.S. Navy, he'll be, all of these guys will be speaking. Featured topics include the China golf market. Yeah. It's something I've been talking about for a while now. An update from the newly formed Hawaii Golf Alliance. The mission is to provide a unified voice to represent the game and business of golf in Hawaii. So all of that is happening between 8 and 1 o'clock. And then there is, of course, something to eat, a golf clinic, and a pro-am. And it's open to the public. This is on Monday, March 21st, 2011. However you'd like to say it. 11. All right, let's get back with, you know what, Sean Peterson. So you've been caddying for a while now.
I have.
And you caddy for a special person. You don't have to mention their name. That's, you know, we don't want to reveal people. It's the people like to have their private space.
Yep,
but
yep.
You said when you caddy for him, he takes up a lot of your time.
He does.
And I'm just curious, because as a caddy, you know, I was talking to a caddy in Scotland yesterday on Facebook, and he was telling me about how he had the low score over at, oh, I don't know, St. Andrews, Carnassy, whatever. We were joking about. and I said, you know, he said it was a 59. I said, what was that on the front nine? And so we were laughing, and he's talking about, well, he didn't really play the course. He caddied for this person who played the course. And as a result, you know, but he feels like he still holds the record because he was the caddy. And his input was important into the overall outcome. Do you have that much invested?
You know, I do, but ours is a little different level because I'm not caddying at the professional level. So I'm at the amateur level, so it's more of a friendship, and so when he doesn't play well, I feel bad because I feel like it might have been my fault that I wasn't doing all I could as a caddy, because that's a caddy's real job. It's not just to carry the clubs and clean, you know, and make sure everything's clean. You're out there to make sure he's hitting the right club, the right yardages, the right breaks, and, you know, swinging good tempo. And so when he doesn't play well, you feel like it's a direct result because of you.
That's an awful big burden that I've often thought about. When you're with someone who's having a meltdown, like they're not playing well, okay? Yeah? All right? Now, what do you say? You know, I mean, is it body language? Do you have some special things that you've already programmed into your relationship that you know will trigger him to snap out of it?
You know, for me, it's just it's what comes to mind. It's in that moment. But what I do is I put myself in that moment. We've all been there. Anybody that's played golf has had a bad round, a great round, you know, moments where they want to just quit. And so I try to put myself in that situation and try to figure out what I would want to hear. And most of the time, you don't want to hear anything. So, you know, you really say the least amount you can and just make sure that they're swinging with a good tempo, because what happens is most people just get fast, and no matter, you can't tell somebody slow down, because A, that's going to make them mad,
yeah,
and B, they're not going to slow down.
Yeah,
if golf was that easy, we'd all be professional, you know. So it's really trying just to slow their thoughts down, because they're, you know, when you get angry, you're just thinking too fast, but you're not registering what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of like what I do, okay? I get angry, I get up to the ball, I'm just going to hit it.
Exactly. Let's get this round over with.
I'm going to hit it. That's it. You know, there's no pre-shot. There's nothing, you know? There's just like, I'm going to hit it. And I think if you watch some of the really, really good players, or people that are not necessarily professional players, Mike Purdy, I got to actually be in the cart. I didn't actually play. I knew I would slow them down, okay? And I knew I would slow the whole group down, and they are really good players, and they've played together a lot. And so I said, you know what, guys, I'm not going to even try to keep, I'm going to make it a mess for you. Let me just putt. I can putt, okay? And if I do more than a two putt, then I'll pick up and walk away. But I'm not going to, you know, because I was automatically assigned to them. they were stuck with me. But
yeah.
You know, so you, the tempo of not just your swing and what you're doing, but it's also in and how you're moving. So a lot of times when I find that when I get angry on the course, I'll start even moving faster, you know, and just...
Exactly.
You can't tell a person to slow down. As you said, they'll get mad. I would get angry with you. I would say, you know, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's the common line.
I'm very honest. You know, what am I going to say? So how do you point that out?
I try to make them aware of it, because, as you know, when you're going quick, you don't realize it, because your thoughts are matching your patterns. You're walking faster, you're swinging faster, everything speeds up. So, you know, what I tell him to do is, okay, you know, when you get set up and you're ready to pull the trigger, I say, you know, count to five, which means at least count to two in your head before you pull the trigger. And,
okay,
you know, that seems to work most of the time. And, you know, not everybody gets it the first time, but hopefully, you know, my biggest thing is breathing. And you slow those breaths down, you can't help but slowing down. And
it,
you get more oxygen
to
in the body.
Wow, this is a theme today. Breathing has become, we were talking about lungs, posture. It came up earlier in the show over someone who wasn't playing very well. And Brad suggested that he would tell the person to breathe more. What I was talking about with about Mike that I didn't finish because I was getting way too long-winded is whenever Mike, you know, Mike might not have had a good shot, but his routine never changed. He did not speed up. His mindset was so perfectly focused and clear. And, you know, maybe he was having a good week, the week I was playing with him, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
But
are you taking it personal like a caddy?
What I'm saying is, like, I was just amazed at how he could just everything he did was like a ballet. It was like a choreography. He choreographed and had the same movements that he was going to do when he set up for putts, and it was just, it was a marvel watching him. I learned so much just watching. So as a caddy, I want to just, you know, pat you on the back or give you a big hug, because you're so important to the two of you working it out and some of the, you know, Stevie Williams, what he's been going through with Tiger, those are tough relationships. That's like more than being married almost, because you get to know. Say again.
Very much so. I mean, you're in it for the highs and the lows. And people think, well, how is there a high and a low in golf? And I tell them, go play golf, and you will see how there's a high and a low.
Right. I mean, and you also can't walk away. It's like you can't go, okay, time out. Let's go to our separate corners here. And, you know, I think I'll go for a drive while you continue to play this round. You gotta do it together. That's great. Now, you've started a website. Love the music. ST Golf? Yes. It's under construction. So, you know, I just love the picture, the great picture, and great music. So, I could keep it on the whole time. But what
the motivation?
What is the website going to be?
Well, it's SeanPeterson.com, and you know, it's for my journey to become a PGA Tour player. It's under construction because it's being changed. I had it up there before, and I've been doing many tours. I went to Arizona State, turned professional after that, and been doing many tours ever since. And you know, it was really my tournament schedule, my blog on how I played in the events, where I was at, where I've been, what was coming up, a place for my sponsors, and a place just to send people you meet, you know, along your journey to get there. And so now I'm rebuilding it and, you know, looking for more sponsors to get back out there and, you know, fill my dream to get on the tour.
Okay. And where do you work? I mean, we all have work, and we have, it's like, I work, and then I have my passion. So, where do you work?
Well, you know, I came back home to Maui about a year ago, because I lost my sponsor, thanks to this beautiful economy.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been creating work. I've got a lot of buddies on tour and stuff, so I've been with them, helping them with their personal training and, you know, a little bit of mental training. I'm no guru, but definitely help them with that. And now I'm back on Maui, you know, beginning of the year. The guy I caddy for, he usually does the West Coast swing in the amateur stuff. And then from there, we're going to hopefully be back on the course and sign up for a bunch of mini tour events and prepare for Q School.
Excellent. So you are making your life one day at a time, 1 month at a time, you're creating your own opportunities.
Correct.
That's exactly what you have to do when you're pursuing your dream. People say, "How did you do it? How do you go about doing whatever? You know, going getting radio." Well, for the first 6 months, it worked for free. You know, I had to be an intern and get coffee. But you learn, and in the process, you know, doors open. Oh, you just happen to be in the right place at the right time to get the job because they need you on Monday morning to start. And you get grabbed by the collar and say, "Hey, you're on." And that's what you're doing right now. And in the process of teaching people, you're teaching yourself, aren't you? And you're learning from them.
You learn so much just from watching. You just got to pay attention. And, you know, opportunities come all the time. I was at the Hyundai here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, great tournament. Nothing happened. I go to the Big Island, and I picked up two sponsors. So I've got two, you know, partial sponsors. So I still need more. But I mean, you never know what's going to come your way.
Right. Just keep on trucking, Sean Peterson. Keep on trucking. Real pleasure talking to you. Stay in touch with me, okay?
Definitely.
Okay, and I love that you're on Twitter. And we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking with Antigua. They've got their spring line out, and I also have to do this. This is for the FCC. They don't ask us to do much, but they ask us to do this. KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. We're also at RadioGolfClub.com. We'll be back right after this with the lead designer for Antigua. His name is Sean Gregg. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Ko'olina, from the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Ko'olina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Ko'olina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Sean Gregg, the head designer at Antigua. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. How are you today?
In lovely, very good, thank you.
Very lovely Arizona. I had a wonderful time in Scottsdale and on the, the Sheraton Wild Horse Pass. It was beautiful. I went horseback riding across country, and it was a lovely February, gorgeous skies, and watching the trails from the jets that were flying through the air. And it wasn't too hot, but I can imagine, you know, the snakes weren't out.
And beautiful morning today, yeah, well here.
Yeah, you know, that's why I went horseback riding. I decided I wanted to see what the country was like, but I didn't want to take the chance. And then they told me that the snakes weren't out because it's too cold. So they
we're known for our golf here, too, as well.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, I'm getting to the golf because I played all of the Troon courses, you see.
That's excellent. Very good.
Yes, the Whirlwind, the two courses there. We played at the Weston Carolyn, their course there, and then through North, and the Phoenician. It was fabulous. And trying to figure out the way the putts were rolling at the Phoenician drove me absolutely bonkers. But
It can be a little different here because it's dry and because they're cut short. You almost don't know from course to course how you're going to putt.
I know. Well, plus because if Phoenix is at the bottom of the bowl, and so all the water goes down towards Phoenix, and those are the south. That's the south range, but you want. Never mind. You know, it was explained to me finally. Like I think on the 17th. But your clothing is wonderful.
Thank you.
Off with these fabulous performance fabrics, but let's get some background on you first of all. You were designing in New York for 20 years.
Yeah, I spent 20 years in Manhattan working for some different companies, people like Van Heusen, doing IZOD, things like that, and assorted brands. And then about 6 years ago, came out to Phoenix to work with Antigua. Great mix, great company, great people. And so far, so good. And at that point in time, I think is really when we got involved in taking the direction of let's go all out and make this golf line a performance line, because that was the direction golf was taking, and we jumped on board with that and have been very successful with the direction we've taken. So
The Pima cotton is just so wonderful, but you've also included bamboo.
We're doing some bamboo. I mean, people keep talking about, when's it going to go back to cotton, and we look at that as much as we try to find some sustainable fabrics that we can use and incorporate, they don't quite perform as well as what we're doing with some of the synthetics and then how we build our product, because what we do with our moisture management process is build as a constructional part of the garment, and then we also embellish it in the finishing part of the garment. And every time you put a natural fiber into it, it slows down the process a bit. So where our R&D is constantly looking to see what we can do to improve that, to have some natural fibers or sustainable fabrics in there, because that really is a direction. But at the same time, we need to maintain what we're known for in our performance goods.
Absolutely. You know, the moisture wicking, the desert dry was your first, and you started that as the beginning of your line. But what I found fascinating is that it's all the moisture wicking is into the fabric itself as you're creating the cloth.
Yeah, it is. It's all the way through. It's not just you know, we make a shirt and then we try to see how we can improve on its wicking. We start from the very beginning, from the yarn, as we make the fabric, all the way through to make sure that the process gets embellished all along the way. We really do get a lot of accolades for how well our garments work. And what we've done now is, with our success with these, we've actually added a new delivery where, starting this past year, this last year, we had done a earlier, almost a holiday-type delivery, shipping product for 9-1 in September, really to accommodate people like yourselves, Hawaii, the Southern Belt here, California, ourselves, Texas, Florida, and so on. That's been extremely successful as well. So we've added on another delivery with some new specific product for that delivery, all in our performance line, and the success has been really good. The sell-in has been great, and the sell-through is going phenomenal. We're real pleased with that.
You have an NFL deal now. This is great.
I think it adds to our credibility as a brand. We already have the NBA. We're doing Major League Baseball, hockey, a lot of the collegiate licenses already we've been doing for years. Intuga had the NFL at a point in time previous to Reebok making the full deal with the NFL. Now that that's taken, you know, gone through its cycle, its life cycle, the NFL opened it back up to key players and asked us to join, and we're real thrilled with it in-house. We will be offering the product at the end of the year, starting to ship in 2012.
Okay, now moisture wicking has been around for a while in sports, and then it came to golf a bit later. Did you start that movement?
Well, really, you know, it's funny. I'm out of New York, and I started working with Intigua on some projects initially before I came on board with them. And really, it was right at that time when golf itself was starting to look at synthetics and moisture wicking, because prior to that, it was really all the mercerized cottons and things like that. And you look at
very heavy when they get wet.
They're very heavy, and they take forever to dry, and they really do. And as they put these projects together for them, I was, you know, in New York and shopping some of the stores, and you'd see these running shirts and these tennis shirts and all these other, you know, fabrications that they were already using in these sports that were quick to dry and, you know, real lightweight, and really, you know, had the conversation with Intigua. This is a direction that we should be looking at, and had, you know, very young minds, you know, at heart here with, let's take the new direction, let's go that way. And we're very open and receptive, giving a lot of credit for saying, yes, we're a fashion company for golf wear and for what we do with licensing and corporate, and let's follow the direction that we need to go to make sure that we've been around for 30 years, let's stay current.
Yes.
And we've always looked to our, you know, research and development and our product development to consistently stay with where the market is. Never get ahead, but never, you know, be the follower. So we're really right on top of what's happening as it's happening.
I just so happen to love the fact that your company is green. I mean, really, really green. There's so much about what you guys do in-house, you know, in all facets of your business. The way your company is run is exemplary in that on that line, you know, making sure that you're environmentally friendly. Also, looking at your clothing line, you can see it at Antigua.com. And by the way, if you are tweet me and say that I'm talking with Antigua right now, you don't have to know Sean's name, but that would be cool. You can say Sean, I'm talking to Sean. I'm talking to Antigua, and I will send you a ball marker, okay? So just be the first to tweet that, and that ball marker will go to you. I'll send it, the Divx ball mark repair tool. So not only do you get the marker, but you get the repair tool. It's very cool. Kind of like a switchblade, but I probably shouldn't say that on the air. So I was looking at your clothing, men's, women's, but this contemporary line. I mean, there's something very standard. I love the shirt, the men's contemporary, the I love, and then Florida's down the side. Are you doing this? Are the long sleeve, like tee with the buttons down the front and the large cuffs? These are really nice styles.
I'm not sure which one specifically you're referring to, possibly with our, some of our women's product and some.
Yes, women's and men's contemporary products. Yeah.
We really, we create them separately. Here officially my title is Director of Product Development, and there's other design people that work in the department and really look to have the women's not look like men's product. In the very, very beginning, I think we took some of the men's fabrics and shirts and said, okay, let's cut them smaller for women, and that took about half a season to say, okay, women want to look like women on the course. You know,
bravo!
So, yeah, so we reacted promptly, put somebody in charge. We've got a girl here, Danielle, Danielle Delios, and she has been with us for as long as I've been here, really strong in the women's area. And what we've also done because of what she's brought to the table, we also have been given the Solheim Cup for this year. So we're creating all the products. She's actually creating all the product for the Solheim Cup with Antigua. And it is really, I've seen it in progress, and we're working with them directly, and it's really a great line, a really nice line. There was some question with what took place at the Ryder Cup and how some of those, the styles looked and colored, possibly. we're coming out, we're going to look like a line from the USA, very nice, nice contemporary, the best fabrics, moisture wicking, the whole deal, but it's really going to be a nice collection. So, again, with getting the NFL, getting the Solheim Cup, it all gives us validity as the brand that we, believe that we are. And
you are.
We keep getting stronger, so.
Absolutely.
It's real good, too.
Antigua.com is where you can shop online, too, by the way. Great, easy online shopping, Antigua.com. Sean, thanks so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it, Danielle. Thanks again.
Okay, aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tier greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but is fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I just got a tweet from our next guest. His name is Kevin Allen. He's views from the rough. Good morning.
Morning, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Do I qualify for the tweet contest to get you? The answer to the question is that all you have to do is put this tweet and send it to me at the golf club on Twitter. And the answer is Antigua. And I will send you this fabulous Divic ball mark repair tool and marker that says The Golf Club Hawaii on it. But we also have this wonderful book. This is for folks who don't do Twitter and all that stuff. I'm not doing a Facebook contest. You can do it on Facebook if you want. Nothing Major is the name of the book, and it's by Bob Kane. I just love it. Heavy on golf, humor, nothing major, actually came from Jack Nicklaus. He said, I've won my share of majors, and I have to tell you, this book is nothing major. But it's so great. This is a story from Kay Kessler, a sports writer, okay? She's talking about Woody Hayes, the legendary football coach. He was back when he was the line coach, okay? And they were playing at Shawnee Country Club in Lima, Ohio. And Woody hit his first shot. It dribbled somewhere down the left side, which is what happens to me all the time. Woody, being impatient, he couldn't wait for the rest of the group to hit, so he started striding down the left rough. You don't do that. Okay, guys? That's not part of the story, though. So Hess was on the tee. He healed his drive, and he yelled, Woody! Woody! Hayes turned around, and as he did, Hess's toe shot caught him right in the stomach. Woody threw his club down and screamed, to hell with this game, I'm out of here. And that was probably the last time he played. But this book is for all of you. All you have to do is call me 808-296-5467. The 18th caller wins this book by Bob Kane. It is great. It's called Nothing Major. And I love the fact that he lets me give away copies of it every once in a while. It's my favorite book. Now, every 6 months, you can only my executive producer is letting me know that you can only win every 6 months. So if you've won in the last 6 months, we want to give everybody else a chance. Okay, so now, you know, Kevin Allen has this great show called Views from the Rough. What you may not know is that he's an award-winning photographer, and he worked in football. Just tell us how you evolved from, I mean, being a player, a football player, and photography, and getting into golf. It seems like kind of an interesting leap.
It was a real accident. The big fella upstairs, as I like to say, was looking out over me, because golf saved Kevin from Kevin. My dream was to play in the NFL. I went to college, I played football, and the dream ended right there. I went to work for the Baltimore Orioles as their team photographer. Baseball went on strike in 1994. And I like to say that I'm a clothes, I love clothes. Let's just,
yes, you're a clothes horse. It's okay to say that. I am too. Okay.
I'm a clothes whore. And I think it's very important to look good, because when you look good, you feel good. When
yes.
you feel good, you play good.
Yes.
You play good, you get paid good. And it's
okay.
all good.
And that's really important for women too. I mean, they have to know that, you know, you can be styling, and you can go to the golf course, and you can really enjoy how you feel, how you look, and you will perform better. That's the bottom line. If you look good, you feel good. It's something from the 80s. I think they used to say that all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then it happened with a good friend, the Baltimore Colt, Tom Matty, invited me to donate my time to the American Heart Association. And I got a really good feeling inside about giving back and being able to use the talent of photography. I always was a photographer. In high school, I played four sports. I was never allowed to get a job because we were always practicing. So I go photograph. I played football. I photographed for old field hockey, for soccer. I wrestled, so I played basketball. You know, on and on, whatever season, I'd photograph the opposite sports that were playing in that same season. I was able to make some pretty good money. In high school, I was pulling down $70, selling 50-cent 8x10s. In my senior year, I was printing color pictures on my own. My teacher didn't even print color. And I was pulling down $200 a week cash, and it was great. And then you go to college, and your dream doesn't come true. I'm the photographer for the Orioles. Tom Matty, a Baltimore Colt, has to do this event. Baseball goes on strike. What do I do? How do I make some money? I didn't want to do weddings. I go to the first President's Cup, and I introduce myself to Fred Couples. I love Ashworth, and he says, follow me into the locker room. Don't make eyes with anybody's security, because I didn't have the credential to get in the locker room. I carry his bag, and I'm seeing elbows. And there's Freddie. He goes, now you got 101 shirts, and there was a friendship. And I said, wow, I love golf. And I want to be around people like them that smile, are positive, that want to help you, genuinely want to help you, and genuinely who are very interested in what you do for a living, not talk down to you,
what
you do for a living.
Yeah.
And that's where it all started, Danielle.
Wow.
And then 17 years out on tour, I was asked to call in from tour. Two calls during a show. The next thing you know, CBS and ESPN came to me, and I was scared. And we decided to not go on the air for the first month to get my bearings, to get my feet on the ground, feel comfortable talking. And the next thing you know, I created this monster in my first show. I had as my guests, Fred Couples, Jim Nance, Frank Robinson, Tony Siragusa, the PGA National Player of the Year, and Nancy Lopez.
Well,
and
that's a hard act to follow.
And the next week I had Brooks Robinson, Fred Funk, the governor of Maryland. and it just each week I had to outdo myself because I was getting these emails and people were going, wow. And it just became a passion, and it's really been a lot of fun. And guess what? I got to meet you.
Oh.
Through Facebook, you make me laugh. Your positive energy is what I'm looking for. We have so many things that bring us down day to day. Just go to the mailbox and get a bill. That brings you down.
Uh-huh.
But when I talk to you, I laugh. I felt like I knew you forever. And it's what's good. And that's what's good about golf.
It's true. There are instant friendships that develop, and it's really quite wonderful. And I really want to encourage, if anybody is, you know, if you'd like to play a round of golf and you're all by yourself, you're not sure, just there's a great story in Nothing Major, okay? The number is 808-296-5467. And this guy walks up to the course, and there's a threesome already playing, and he asks, you know, can I join you? And so they say, sure, come on, come on. That's the way it is in golf. They say, sure, come on, come on. And so he goes and he's playing, and all of a sudden there's like this funeral procession going by on the street, you know, the hearse and the whole thing. And the man who had joined the threesome stops, and he kind of salutes the car as it goes by, you know. And the threesome, they come over, and they go, wow, that was so nice of you. And he goes, well, you know, we would have been married 47 years today. It was, you know, I guess it was his wife going by. It's a funny story. Anyway, so you can do that. You can just go to a course, and don't be afraid. Take lessons. In March at Ko'olina, they're going to be doing their Get Ready Golf. They've already sold out their first section. And at Poi Pu, they've got some really good deals right now. Give them a call at Poi Pu. Got to wrap the show. Kevin Allen, Views from the Rough, where can we find you?
You can find me at www.viewsfromtherough.com. And then I ask all of your listeners, join me on facebook.com/viewsfromtherough. We're going to be changing the whole web page. It's going to include my photography, and we're going to see the beautiful side of golf, and you're going to get up close and personal and see a different side of golfers and celebrities. And I love music. If you love music, that's all the reason to listen to the show, because we introduce a guest every week with different music. And I'm one with my island girl. I introduced you on my show, the hardest working lady in the Hawaiian Islands, Miss Danielle Tucker.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I've got to wrap it up now. Thank the people who make this show possible. Thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's a privilege for me just to be invited. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you to Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether you need protection or you want to join the Star Team. Star Protection is what you need. Moon Physical Therapy. They're doctor recommended, insurance approved, and I promise you, they achieve results. If you got a bad back, you need to get back into the workout rhythm, and there's something wrong with your knee, you're getting that mended. Moon Physical Therapy. And you, of course, can hear their tips for all the golf warm-up things that we've got going on here on the golf club every Saturday. Moon Physical Therapy. They're right across from the Sports Authority. Very easy to get to. Ko'olina Golf Course, host of the Aloha Section PGA 2011 Golf Industry Conference. That's not just a conference. It's a golf clinic, and it's a pro-am, and it's open to everyone, not just the insiders. And Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, call 742-8711. Special values and packages they're offering. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, is open after an 8-month greens replacement. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. This is the Golf Club. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.